Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Laura. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm good, thank you. I've just returned from my trip to Iona.
Iona? I have never heard about that place. Where is it?
Well, Iona is a small island off the western coast of Scotland. My aunt lives there, and she invited me to spend several weeks with her during my summer holidays.
Is it a popular tourist destination?
Not really. In fact, I'm not at all surprised you've never heard about it. The local population of Iona is only about 120 people. Most of them are involved in traditional farming and crafts like pottery. Summers are a bit livelier, though.
So, tourists do go there sometimes?
You know, ecotourism is now very popular, and Iona is a perfect place for that. With no public transport and exhaust fumes, good food and nice landscapes, it's a nice place to have some rest from the hustle and bustle of a big city.
Does the island have any points of interest?
It does. The most famous of them is the Iona Abbey. It is one of the oldest Christian religious centres in Western Europe. It was the main point for spreading Christianity all over Scotland, and that's why many pilgrims still come to see it.
So it was established in the 6th century then?
Exactly. And in the 8th century, it was first attacked by the Vikings, since it was also the centre for copying books.
Does the island have beautiful landscapes?
Iona is so beautiful that there are over 170 artists who have portrayed it. There is even an art book called Iona Portrayed, The Island Through Artists' Eyes. I bought a copy for myself, so you can see it. I know you are interested in painting. It's also a popular location in terms of books. My aunt told me that a lot of books are set in Iona.
Have you read any of them? Your aunt must have at least some of them in her book collection.
I didn't have time to. I spent all my days walking. The atmosphere there is so peaceful and spiritual. It was a real retreat.
Well, I'm so happy for you, Laura. Maybe one day I'll visit the island myself.
Why not? There are two small guest houses and a hostel there.
I see. Look, Laura, I've got to go now. I'll drop in at your place to pick up the book, okay?
Yes, okay.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Laura. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm good, thank you. I've just returned from my trip to Iona.
Iona? I have never heard about that place. Where is it?
Well, Iona is a small island off the western coast of Scotland. My aunt lives there, and she invited me to spend several weeks with her during my summer holidays.
Is it a popular tourist destination?
Not really. In fact, I'm not at all surprised you've never heard about it. The local population of Iona is only about 120 people. Most of them are involved in traditional farming and crafts like pottery. Summers are a bit livelier, though.
So, tourists do go there sometimes?
You know, ecotourism is now very popular, and Iona is a perfect place for that. With no public transport and exhaust fumes, good food and nice landscapes, it's a nice place to have some rest from the hustle and bustle of a big city.
Does the island have any points of interest?
It does. The most famous of them is the Iona Abbey. It is one of the oldest Christian religious centres in Western Europe. It was the main point for spreading Christianity all over Scotland, and that's why many pilgrims still come to see it.
So it was established in the 6th century then?
Exactly. And in the 8th century, it was first attacked by the Vikings, since it was also the centre for copying books.
Does the island have beautiful landscapes?
Iona is so beautiful that there are over 170 artists who have portrayed it. There is even an art book called Iona Portrayed, The Island Through Artists' Eyes. I bought a copy for myself so you can see it. I know you are interested in painting. It's also a popular location in terms of books. My aunts told me that a lot of books are set in Iona.
Have you read any of them? Your aunt must have at least some of them in her book collection.
I didn't have time to. I spent all my days walking. The atmosphere there is so peaceful and spiritual. It was a real retreat.
Well, I'm so happy for you, Laura. Maybe one day I'll visit the island myself.
Why not? There are two small guest houses and a hostel there.
I see. Look, Laura, I've got to go now. I'll drop in at your place to pick up the book, okay?
Yes, okay.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.